the best intro music, short and sweet, right?
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point. This time we're going to try to get a little closer to the mics, maybe hear everybody. I am the number one culprit in not being able to be heard. I'm going to try to do a little better this time. What do you think, Will?
I think I can hear you just fine every time I listen.
You don't listen very much then, huh?
You put us on the car, truck thing, I hear you just fine.
Well, we are two-fifths of Team Pippin right now. Will Pippin sitting in the old rocking chair to ramble for episode 5 of Rocking Chair Ramblings. How are you, buddy?
Doing good.
What's that mean?
Long weekend, you know. Maybe snow next week. No school. So can't complain.
Coming off of a long weekend?
Yes, sir.
What'd you do?
Ski and snowboard.
You big skier?
Big snowboarder.
Yeah.
Well, I can. I know how to. Not very good at it.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was very fun.
We went snowboarding in Pennsylvania, and when we got on the ski lift for the first run, it was snowing.
It was very nice. And then it started raining, and it got bad.
It was, you know, we had a good 4 hours of snow before it started raining.
And it started raining after lunch, so it was okay.
That's when the parents call it quits when it starts raining.
And we essentially did too.
Yeah, how many runs did y'all do after that in the rain?
I think we did 4.
In the rain?
In the rain, and then we're like, wow, this is bad. Matthew wouldn't put his face up, so his face was purple, and I was like, probably time to call it.
A little different.
Yeah, it's not.
It's definitely not different skiing if you're not great at it. Skiing in the snow is fun. Skiing when the top of the snow starts to ice.
Not fun.
It's funny.
It's painful.
It gets a little quick.
It and the floor is icy, and you're going down, and the rain is like pelting your face, especially for you guys because you didn't have goggles. Can't even open your eyes. That would have been terrible. And it started hailing for a little bit when you guys weren't there, and that was painful.
Y'all's boards dig in different than our skis do.
Probably because it's like
Mom and I ski, and you boys snowboard. When we're skiing, we can kind of edge into that a little bit and break that little top layer, and it helps. But yeah, I watch the snowboarders. They have a tendency to just kind of get slick, and all of a sudden they're down.
It's hard.
We were coming down one run, and snowboarders came by me, and all of them slammed on brakes and were falling left and right. And I ate it just watching them eat it. Yeah. It's the only fall of the weekend for me.
It's hard because you're trying to stay out the way of people going super slow, left and right, taking up the whole area. That's what makes it difficult. It's not the speed. You can like kind of stop yourself, but trying to avoid random people that, you know, are like squatting really low and their arms are out and they're bracing and they're hardly doing anything. That's the hard part.
Yeah. A little different for me, but I do understand the other people thing. Yeah. It's funny though, because I'm not worried about other people hitting me. I am 100% worried about me destroying other people.
That's the problem.
I don't desire to destroy them.
No.
Especially when we merge with another route.
Every single mountain merged at the end with a different one. Or like route merged with a different route.
Yeah.
And it was difficult because the ones on the left were going 50 miles per hour. And the ones on the right were going 20. It was hard.
Yeah. When I look up and I see them, I don't worry about them hitting me, but I do worry about me destroying them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I like skiing. I like watching y'all snowboard. But I think one of the reasons it's so much fun is because everybody's so happy.
It's hard to be mad. Even when you're falling.
Yeah. Even the people that are busting it.
You're not going alone to snowboard or ski. You're going with friends or family, so it's funny watching them fall and you fall. And then if you're good at it, it's just fun.
Yeah.
So can't really be mad.
So this is what I saw of you. You didn't really fall. You went down to your butt on the first.
Yeah.
Right when you started.
Yeah.
And then nothing else. No more falling the whole time until you said you came back from, was it the last rain run?
It was second to last. That was a hard one.
Didn't end the way you wanted it to?
No, it was steep.
Different route?
It's a different route. It was steep. It was so foggy, I couldn't see anything. And I didn't have my glasses on because my glasses kept getting fogged up in the goggles. And I had to wear the goggles because it was so fast, the rain would like pelt your face. So I couldn't see nothing. I just felt like every 10 seconds. And I'm very sore now because of that one slope. And I was like, I'm never doing this again. And I had to fix my boots because they were a little too tight. And Matthew just went off without me. And there was two paths. And I told him to take the left path. And he took the right path because he couldn't see in the fog. So it was kind of funny just watching him go down. And then he just disappears. Well, we fell. And he got back up, and then he just disappeared. Funny.
That is funny. We were in the, Mom and I were in the lodge, and we were looking up the mountain, mm-hmm. and all you could see was clouds, and then people just popping out of them.
Yeah.
They pop out at, like, what seems to be 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, super you know? Fast.
You're just nothing, and then, bang, there you are.
Yeah, it was not a good one.
So, fan or not a fan, snowboarding?
A big fan.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it a lot. When are we going again?
My birthday.
When's your birthday?
10 days? 11 days?
11 days.
11 days.
Wow. How old will you be?
18.
Ooh, son.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
You excited?
Very excited.
Think you'll wake up different that day?
No.
Is there anything that you're like, hey, I'm turning 18. I'm really looking forward to?
Not really. I mean, I'll just be 18. It won't make a difference for a while, so until I'm like out the house. Age is just a number.
Yeah, hold on, I'm gonna mute this so that I can help you.
Okay, dang. There we go. There.
All right. Good?
Good.
There you go. Yep, we're gonna slowly figure this thing out. We're only 5 episodes in. We've recorded 8. Still, I haven't figured it out. All right, I got a couple questions for you. USA versus Canada hockey. How did you feel about it?
That was probably the most entertaining hockey game I've ever seen. I was very happy. I could beat Canada up after they booed us. I was very, very happy about it.
They booed the national anthem?
Yeah.
USA was not happy about it?
I'm glad they weren't happy about it. I showed some pride in their country and beat up the Canadians. I don't know how Canadians have so much pride in their country.
How many fights were there?
3 in the first 9 seconds, and then just constant. America just constantly wasn't even, it seemed like they weren't even trying to win in the first, like, little quarter. They were just trying to. First period. I don't watch hockey. But they were just heat-seeking people the whole time and flipping them against the wall.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then they were like, okay, let's win now.
So, did you watch the whole thing?
I did.
So, I saw until. It was 2-1 and late.
Huh.
So how'd we get the third one?
They sent down the goalie trying to score with like 3 minutes left.
Open net.
Open net, and we just threw it from like across the world.
That's
threw it
awesome.
Into the net. That was pretty funny.
Pretty excited. Was the USA pretty excited at the end?
They didn't even, I think they were, but it didn't even seem
they
that excited. Yeah.
They were excited at the beginning.
They were excited.
Brothers fighting. It was great.
Yeah.
I think the third fight. The
big guy on the little guy.
Yeah, I hate to say little guy for America because there's the Canadian could just be huge.
Yeah, he was right? big.
So the USA guy, although he looked little, could be
normal.
Yeah, but I don't know that he wanted any part of that Canadian. I think the Canadian guy looked at him and went, "Oh, it's you. You're picking a fight. Let's do this." But he held his own.
They brawled.
Yeah, held his own.
Nobody got knocked out. I don't even think he got put on the floor. I think they just ended it. The refs ended it. Can't remember.
Yeah, they were still standing, I think.
They were all pretty excited that he started fighting them.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. So 3-1. And it's a round robin, so there's a chance that USA plays Canada again in the finals. USA goes to the finals no matter what, but there's a chance that they'll play Canada again in the finals if Canada wins. And that would be in... That would not be in Canada. That'd be in the U.S. Okay, here's my question then. Do we boo them? One, no. Two, like, will we? Probably. Should we? Absolutely not. But how amazing would it be if Canada boos us and we fight them, right, like we just did, and then when we come to the U.S., they play the Canadian national anthem,
And we boo them.
And we just stand there silent.
No.
And we're like, that's how you do that, guys.
No, it's a rivalry. They need to be booed.
Well, then how are we so mad at them for booing us?
We fight them for booing us, and we're going to boo them back.
And fight them?
It's the same argument as, why should we fight them for booing us if we're not going to boo them back? You know what I mean? Why are we getting mad at them booing us?
You don't boo our national anthem.
Yeah, and we're going to boo you back. We're going to fight you and boo you.
No, that's not Liberty Man material right there.
I think that's what, you need to stand up for yourself.
We did.
Stop letting people push you around.
We did. We got in 3 fights in 9 seconds. We stood up for ourselves, and we beat you 3-1.
And now we're going to boo you.
No. Here's my thing. If you get, total different question, little rocking chair rambling. If you have to get in a fight with someone, right, and you're in the right to fight them, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you knock them out in one punch, do you stand over them and run your mouth?
It depends on if they booed your country or not. If they booed my country on the national stage, I'm going to run my mouth. And then once we meet again in the hallway, I'm going to keep running my mouth.
No.
Because I know there's nothing they can do about
that's
it. They can
weak,
try to fight
so
me if they
weak.
Want.
That's
How
weak.
Is that weak?
That's weak. Here's what's strong. Let me tell you what's strong is.
Sure.
So you have to get in a fight with them, right? You have to. One punch, you knock them clean out, right? As soon as they hit the ground, you're picking them up and you're going, hey, buddy, you made a bad decision, didn't you? You good? It was a poor decision on your part. Then you walk away. That's freaking them out. You run your mouth? Weak. Weak. That just means that your adrenaline's through the roof and you didn't know that you could handle them. Confused you as much as it did everybody else.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Stronger move. You don't think so?
No, I think they need to be booed.
I think we will boo them. Yeah. I don't agree with it. I hope we don't. I think it'd be a strong move if we don't. But maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm old school.
I think that is old school. I feel like letting them boo us and then not booing them back is, it's like, hey, look how strong I am for not sticking up for myself. I'm stronger than you.
I stood up for myself.
And then
when
you walk away.
I stood up for myself with my right and left.
And now you have to stick up with your verbal.
You don't stick up with yourself verbally.
Yes.
No, man. It's the quiet person is the one you got to watch.
Yeah, that's very old. I feel like it's like backing away. You're like, yeah, I'm not doing anything about it because I'm better.
How can you back away after you fall?
You have to beat them up with the booing of the national anthem, too.
That's the most social media generation thing I've ever heard. Yeah. You can't just punch them, Dad. You got to punch them and then post it somewhere.
No, you have to boo them. We're not posting it. It's booing them. I think you're just trying to tie in Instagram and TikTok into this because I'm winning the argument.
You are definitely not
winning. I'm winning the argument. Let the fans decide.
Yeah,
put a poll up after the video.
Ooh, okay, let me write that down.
Because
you can. You actually can.
You can. Yeah, do that.
I don't know how.
Put up, should America boo Canada during the anthem?
Wait a minute. Is that the question? Should America boo Canada's
national anthem?
National anthem. Or
at home.
Is the question, do you run your mouth after you knock someone out?
I feel like it's not really running your mouth after
if you say
out.
Anything, you're running your mouth. What's your definition of running the mouth?
Running your mouth is like, I don't know. What's your definition of running the mouth?
Any talk?
At all?
Any kind of trash talk is running your mouth.
What if they deserve it? What if they trash talk you?
They already got what they deserved when I knocked them out.
They got a portion. They got the first punch of what they just, now they need the second punch.
There is no second punch.
You knock,
so do
you
words hurt
put
you
them,
worse or
look,
physical?
Look. In MMA, you put them on the ground and then you jump on them and punch them once or twice to seal the deal.
Sure.
So we've put them on the ground. Now we can't just let them stand back up and keep fighting. You have to finish the job until the ref says no.
Oh, I said knock them out. You don't know what that means?
No.
Night-night.
Yeah.
You ain't getting up.
No, you have to be sure. Even when you see the people in MMA, they knock them out and they stand straight and they fall like a board and they still like jump as high as possible and slam their fist.
Yeah, that's on the ref to stop them, right? But what I'm saying is after that, they come together in the ring and the ref holds up one arm. That person generally reaches over and is like, hey, good job. To the person that just knocked out, he doesn't then run around and be like,
They definitely do.
They do that before the match. They don't do
that. No, they do that after. They jump on the thing. They do the Trump dance. They do all this stuff.
Immediately after.
Cartwheels.
Immediately after. But not after that.
No, you need to look at the modern day MMA. It'd probably make you pretty
That's
sad.
That's why y'all are all weak. It would make me sad. It would make me very sad. Anyway, I hope we don't boo. But maybe I'm all by myself. I think you can put up a poll, though. I'll work
on
that.
Yeah, you should try to figure that out.
Since I can't figure out the audio, I'll work on putting up a poll. That makes sense.
How hard can it be? Don't you have a book?
I do. I've read 3 pages of it. There's only 120 some odd pages.
So you're almost done.
Really close. It's interesting. What about the big question that Matthew and I spoke about on the last episode, the last podcast?
If you can cheer for 2 teams, actually.
Yep. So don't answer it yet, because you're going to go straight to the punch. I don't want you to go straight to the punch. I want to talk this thing through. You ready? Pun intended, since we're just talking about fighting.
Yeah.
All right. You will officially be enrolled at Liberty University in August of 2025, correct?
Yes.
And at that point, are you a Liberty fan?
Yes, I will cheer for Liberty.
Hard.
Yeah.
And are you also a Georgia fan?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a bigger Georgia fan.
You're a larger Georgia fan than you are a Liberty fan.
It's the same as Georgia Southern and Georgia, or Air Force and Georgia. We cheer for Air Force to win their games, and we cheer for Georgia harder to win their games.
Gotcha.
And if they ever somehow would meet to play, you'd probably cheer for Georgia. Mom went to Georgia Southern, but if Georgia played Georgia Southern, I'm pretty sure she'd cheer for Georgia.
Yeah.
Because that's your team. That's not my college, but that's my team. It's kind of like how you cheer for NFL teams. You're not affiliated with the Falcons at all. You do not play for the Falcons, work for the Falcons, but you cheer for the Falcons, even though you have no connection to them at all. I have like no connection to Georgia, but that's my team, so I'm going to cheer for them.
Okay.
Crickets.
No. I'm not trying to do crickets. I'm really trying to figure this one out.
Okay.
I agree with you. I guess the question or the thing I'm trying to figure out in my head is, does that ever change? Like, is there a time when you then become a Liberty fan over a Georgia fan, and or is this a uniquely Liberty thing in D1 athletics?
No.
Right? Because Georgia Southern feels different, but I agree with you.
No, I think it's, even if Liberty was number one in college football and Georgia was unranked, I still cheer for Georgia, but I'd be happy watching Liberty win.
That's a big statement.
Yeah, but that's how it is, because you were born with that team. You can't change your identity after you've been born.
Okay, so Matthew says the thing that changes it is if you're in that college for 4+ years, or if you play for them. Now, if you played for the school, right, blood, sweat, and tears now, then can you, as soon as you are done playing, can you switch back to your childhood team?
I don't know.
Tough, huh?
I don't know. I think you'd have to ask like a college athlete what they do.
Yeah, that's because what I'm trying to figure out, if you can
I'm
figure
sure
it out.
I'm sure these, you know, Puget Sound college football players don't leave.
Are you just talking about schools that recruited you hard?
Hard is asked, but I don't think they're like, they don't have, like, hey, we have to watch this Puget Sound game, and they're excited when they win little games. Well, maybe they are, but they're really rooting for a different team. Unless they grew up a Puget Sound, you know, Sound college football fan, then I guess that's what they do. But I don't know. I don't think it's like a you can and can't. It's just your preference, really. I think it's the question's a little difficult to answer because there's no guidelines. You know what I mean? You just cheer for that team. People jump on and off of teams, you know, but I personally think you just cheer for the team no matter what. Like, I cheered when I was like 2 years old. I still cheered for Georgia, even though we were losing to Georgia Tech, and now we beat Georgia Tech every year, but I still, even if we would lose to them, I still be a Georgia fan.
Yeah. So yeah, no, that makes sense. And it is, you are right. I haven't given you enough information, but that is interesting. So do you think while you're there you'll cheer hard?
Yes.
So if you're not doing anything, and there's a sporting event on campus, are you there?
I should be.
What do you? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, I'll be going watching Liberty games. The same as we went to what Duke and UCF, and we cheered for UCF.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
But any sport? Are you going?
I mean, probably just baseball and football.
Yeah.
Maybe wrestling.
It's tough to watch a wrestling. Go watch
wrestling.
Yeah,
it's kind of boring.
It's tough.
It's kind of boring.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, it's same with track. It's just
tough.
It's so much downtime.
Liberty softball's on fire right now, though. Knock on wood, they've lost two.
They weren't on fire before we came up here.
No, they're playing Auburn. They had a horrible first inning.
Yeah, we hit like three people, had five balls in a row, and we kept her in.
Yeah, she had a tough inning one. Liberty baseball while you're at Liberty versus watching Georgia baseball on TV?
It depends on the game. I think if it's a big game, I go for the bigger game. But I'll be rooting for both teams, and if they play each other, I'll be rooting for Georgia.
There's a chance, you know?
There is a chance baseball. Because Georgia's pretty good. I don't know if Liberty will make it to Omaha.
I mean, you would think probably not, but we're still trying to get Georgia there. So who are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, Georgia should be.
What about, they're supposed to be really good this year.
Yeah.
Depends on how we pitch. What about Liberty softball versus Georgia softball? Now, there's a bigger chance that they'll meet each other.
Georgia softball?
I think Liberty was in the Athens Regional last year.
Really?
Like played Athens, played.
I can't remember.
I think they were.
Well, no, I'm a Georgia fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Georgia fan. And
would you go, you'd go to the game as a Liberty student and wear Georgia stuff?
Probably. I don't know, that's kind of hard.
That's
probably
a tough one.
I probably wear Georgia stuff. Or just not wear anything.
No, you have to wear clothes, buddy. It's not that type of college.
Right.
That's a different college.
Yeah. That's the University of Virginia.
Hmm. Well, that explains it then. I thought that was a really good question. What are you looking forward to the most about Liberty University?
The gym and eating and freedom.
So still the same as you said?
Yeah. It hasn't changed, no.
Podcast one.
I mean, no, nothing's changed.
You fall this week, this weekend coming up.
More in-depth tour of the college. I want to know every in and out little thing. I want to see convocation, how big that room is. I want to watch some sports live, kind of see what people do on campus. Because when we went, it was empty.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too. So, college for a weekend. Of course, I'm just going to watch a couple of sports. You sore?
Yes, I'm sore.
That was a heck of a face you made just picking one leg up. You seem like an old man.
It's because I almost died many times going down the hill, hitting the ice as hard as possible, and flipping and flopping. Barely move.
It's not good. Not very athletic.
No. I retired many years ago.
Well, you just got through playing football.
Many years ago.
I stick to what I said.
It's a long time ago.
Nah. What else, buddy? So you just want a poll that says, do you, quote, run your mouth after you get knocked out, after you knock someone out?
It's not the same at all.
Should America boo Canada's?
Yes.
Canada's?
A national anthem. Yes. Let's see what our fans say. I'm pretty sure it's going to be no from your friends, and then Annabelle and Teddy will say yes.
Annabelle and Teddy both say.
The younger generation understand that you can't just take smack talk. You have to win the battle, which is the fight, and the war, which is the mental.
That's a lot of flowery talk there, buddy. Doesn't make any sense, though.
Okay.
All right, anything you want to add? Any other words of wisdom? Our typical podcast length is an hour.
That was 25 minutes.
That's 27 minutes right there.
But that was 27 minutes of good talking. An hour is usually like taking breaks and playing games of how long can I go before guessing 30 seconds.
Oh, so you're making fun of our last podcast?
Yes.
That makes sense. You're saying when you're on, it's 30 minutes of gold. We don't need an
30
hour.
Minutes of gold. And I've heard complaints that it's too long and boring.
Mm.
So I try to give 30 minutes of keep it short and make it interesting listen.
Okay.
Yeah. You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome.
What do you think about this? Not to prolong it and try to make it to all the way to the 30-minute mark. What do you think about this, though? Because when I edit it, it'll be even less.
What are you going to edit? There's nothing to edit because it's all good.
I'm going to edit all that stuff that you said about...
Just my entire argument?
Yeah, all of your argument.
You're going to say, hey, booing Canada is really bad. And then you're going to be like, no, that's stupid, with no input from Will. And he'd be like, all right, let's see what the fans say.
Yeah. No,
it's
that's...
very democratic. It's like when Bernie Sanders and all of them make Trump show his income and how much money he makes. And then when Elon and Trump do the same thing through USAID, they call him fascist and all that. It's the same thing. The exact same thing. No difference. Exact same.
Okay, and now it's political. Nah, rocking chair rambling.
I'm politically affiliated.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
I'm affiliated.
Inconceivable.
What was the last thing you wanted to say?
I was going to say, well, now I got to say something to this and then bring up that part. Oh, okay. But what I was going to say is once I edit this podcast, it'll sound like I will say, hey, if you ever have to hit anybody and you knock them out, you're just done. You're right? Pick them up and tell them, hey, that was dumb. You made a poor decision. And then your voice will come in and be like, that's right, daddy. Just like that.
I'm not. No.
You're right, papa.
No, don't do that.
Yep.
That'd be pretty funny. I mean, if you can figure that out, if you can, because I never said those words, I don't think, on the podcast so far. If you can figure out a way to make me say those words using the sounds I've made, you can do that. You deserve to win that argument.
You're so smart, Papa.
That's you.
Hey, Dad. That's right, Dad.
That's not me.
You've told me that my whole life, Papa.
That's not me.
I don't like it when you call me Papa, by the way.
I don't call you that.
Could you stop doing that? Just Dad's fine.
Let's call you Mister.
Yep.
Or Sir.
Sir all the time would be nice. But essentially, what I heard you say was, yeah, that's right.
No.
Trying to match your high pitch to my baritone.
There's goody dog like this on purpose. You and Matthew both go around talking as deep as possible to make it seem like I'm manly. Now I can't even switch back. Now I'm stuck like this.
Stuck forever. Why'd you make me more southern?
You talk like this more than you think you do. Especially when talking to strangers, you're like, hey, mister, I got the door for you. Don't even worry about it, brother. I'll see you later.
I do that.
See you, brother.
I do that a lot. You're right. Kind of hurt my heart a little bit.
Sorry.
You're right.
No, but it's true. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just how it is.
Well, it wasn't a bad thing until you changed your voice and looked at me the way you did. And we're mean about it.
I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
You meant it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you want to hear my new thought since we made it over the 30-minute mark?
I'm sorry, guys.
Pretty impressive. But we'll hurry it up because you did hear feedback that we take too long. Okay, here's my new thought. When we started this, it was get one out by every Wednesday. And I failed. So my new thought is, because I'm still trying to morph this thing into something that continues to be fun. Right now, I'm still having a blast, but I get other people have to have a blast too, or it won't work. Sunday afternoons, it's podcast time.
I think it just should.
And I don't care when it comes out.
I don't think it needs to be a schedule. Let's just do it whenever and post it whenever.
That's why
it's like a surprise.
Yeah, I don't think you maintain your ones and ones of fans. That's on page 3 of the book. That's the last page I read.
You have to be scheduled.
Yeah, it's very specific about being scheduled and being organized.
I don't think. Yeah, I mean, I guess we can do that. Whatever works for you.
But if we do it on Sunday, then we can, the first 15, 20 minutes or so can be about what was talked about at church. Then we can just talk and then, or ramble, and then we can move on. That way you always have a standard.
Okay.
Right. And then when you're in school, you can just come home every weekend to do the podcast.
No.
Okay, Papa.
No.
Yes,
Daddy. I got to study.
I
got big tests coming up.
Yeah.
Big papers.
You heard it here.
I got to make sure my writing is parallel and in MLA format and cited correctly.
My writing is parallel?
Yeah. I'm not gonna explain it.
I wouldn't understand.
Yeah, it's
okay. Too old. Okay. I gotta study, Papa. I would love to be there. That podcast is my favorite thing ever.
Too old. Too old. Okay.
I gotta go to the sporting events.
I do.
I'm okay with that. If you call me and say, hey, I can't call y'all because I'm at the Liberty Disc Golf Tournament cheering on the Flames. Makes sense to me. Liberty Disc Golf, check.
Yeah.
They're pretty good, evidently. It's collegiate disc golf.
I mean, that would be cool if that became like a sport. Like
no, a I mean, I sport. Think I think that it is. And then the other one I saw the other day that I thought was interesting too was, I want to say it was pickleball. I don't know. Did you know that Liberty had collegiate disc golf?
I think they have just everything you can do. Like collegiate, snowboarding, collegiate, rifle.
Yeah, no, they do that. It's competitive.
I'm sure they have it for everything. Collegiate.
What do you mean for everything?
Every sport you can think of. Collegiate marbles.
There's not. I don't think.
Probably is. Collegiate right. Chess.
Let's go to just club sports. I need a list. Hockey. D1. Hockey. I think there's D2 also. I'm not going to be able to pull this off. I'm not going to be able to tell you the list quick enough for your time frame that you're always yelling at me about.
Yeah.
Men's ultimate, which is just frisbee, right? Ultimate. There's D3 hockey. There's D1 hockey. Ski and snowboard. Figure skating. Racquetball. Archery.
Come I feel on. Like most colleges have these.
Air pistol. Cycling. Dance. Disc golf. Equestrian. Figure skating. Gymnastics. Men's beach volleyball, D1, D2, D3 hockey, men's lacrosse, men's swimming, men's ultimate, men's volleyball, men's wrestling, racquetball, rifle, rock climbing, rowing, shotgun, ski and snowboard, synchronized skating, taekwondo, triathlon, women's beach volleyball, women's D1, D2 hockey, women's ultimate, and women's wrestling. What do you think about that?
That means, I'm not very surprised by that. To be honest, hey, I feel like
that's not even their baseball, basketball, football. No, come on, buddy.
I feel like every college has that.
I don't know that they do. I don't know that you're right.
Most colleges have every activity so they can recruit people. Because you got to recruit every figure skater, you got to recruit every equestrian person, everybody that shoots guns. So you just have to make a little team.
I don't know. I think this is more special than you know. You're just taking it for granted.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You're just spoiled rotten. That's what it is.
I think that's it.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know. All right, buddy. Anything you want to add? You made it all the way up to 36
Goodness.
Minutes.
Goodness. No. I just want to add, I'm sorry to the fans that we went over the 30. Will Pippen's 30. I'll try to make that my thing.
Will Pippen's here for 30.
Will Pippen's 30.
Okay.
30 minutes. That's what we can call it. Will Pippen's 30 minutes.
30 minutes with Will Pippen.
Yep.
Cool. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on for 37 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you too.